Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberti. With all the talk about tariffs and their would-be effect on inflation, statistics that report inflation are surprisingly tepid. We consumers dug in our heels and held on to the handlebars waiting for the massive increase in prices we were assured would come, yet all we got was a cool breeze. What happened to all those massive tariff increases that were supposed to jack up prices? The cost increases we were told to expect were massive. Some tariffs were rumored to be more than double the price we paid for stuff. Although profiled here on Money Matters multiple times, and I'll reiterate it today, despite the recent statistics that seem to reflect only modest price increases, the U.S. consumer will not escape a much bigger tariff hit sometime in the future. My opinion, of course, in large economies, and the U.S. is the largest, any change in a monetary event takes months, if not years, to work its way through the system. When the Feds raise interest rates, it takes at least 6 months or more for the change in rates to have an effect on consumer credit. Inflation itself ebbs and flows, and any significant change in the things that cause inflation may not be felt for years. Unfortunately, if inflation is significant enough to make waves in the economy, its behavior resembles an out-of-control forest fire. Like a fire, once an inflationary inferno starts to burn hot, it's hard to put out. In addition, like a forest fire, there can be a lot of unburned fuel that appears harmless until it becomes part of the conflagration. The analogy I just used is meant to explain why we haven't seen the expected and egregious inflation from the tariffs just quite yet, but we will soon. Existing stuff on the shelves and in the warehouses first has to be bought, and when that happens, only then do companies have to order more. Although tariffs were implemented on a wide variety of goods, the cost of today's inventory had not been purchased under a tariff environment. As such, the prices at the retail level, even after tariffs were implemented, might not be felt as the existing inventory had not been tariffed. When inventories fall, however, new orders will then be generated. Only then will we feel the effects of the tariffs. And since the manufacturing, packaging, and shipping all add time to the final arrival on store shelves, foreign goods, of which are the only ones tariffed, might take months to arrive here for sale. The bottom line is the existing inventory on our shelves today has to first be bought before more is ordered. And most of the stuff we are buying right now is probably purchased before the tariffs began. Only when it is replaced will the higher prices from tariffs become a reality. Even if some tariffs are lifted, the prices for the goods bought under the existing tariff environment will remain high until their replacements are in turn bought at normal prices again. That's if the tariffs are lifted at all. Even if they are, there will be a period when inventory will cost more if bought within a tariff period, and those items might remain on the shelves for quite a while. The Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond President Thomas Barkin summed it all up about a month ago when he said the central bank will not lower interest rates anytime soon due to the expected inflation the tariffs will eventually have. He expects the existing tariffs will have an effect on prices and push inflation further up in the weeks and months to come. Adding to his comments, Barkin said, quote, "To date, these increases have only had modest effects on measured inflation, but I anticipate more is coming," and I couldn't have said it better myself. That's it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cunaberti.
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.